Hello, Joshua. It's great to be talking with you.
Great to be talking with you too, Julius. It's been a while.
It has been. Now, what in the musical world have you been up to?
Oh, man, it's been a busy time for sure. Things have been going really, really wonderfully. Lately, I've been focusing on writing a bunch of new tunes.
You certainly follow your folk roots, that's for sure, the music and the social movements and the land and everything about it. What drives this passion?
You know, it's a love for the music and I think for connecting with people. You know, from when I was a kid, going to music festivals and seeing people like Pete Seeger and Dave Van Ronk and John Gorka and get in front of people and, you know, bring communities together with their music. I've had a real passion for connecting with people and connecting people to music and also connecting with movement, with organizations that are in line with my values and, you know, writing and hoping that writing resonates. And recently I've been able to connect with even more people, which has been a real joy. I think in the Midwest, with the grassroots music movement, we have such a strong and collaborative community. It's been great to also use my momentum to shine a light on the wonderful things we have going.
You certainly do a marvelous job at that. Why do you think music is such an effective medium for spreading the kind of word you want to spread?
I think music and art touch people in a very immediate way. I do a lot of work with kids in schools, a lot of anti-bullying work, a lot of kind of community building work. I've gone overseas to work with Palestinians and Israelis through art, and what I've seen through those experiences has been amazing. Art really breaks down barriers. You know, people are more willing to lay down their assumptions and be involved, whether it's, you know, a group songwriting process or whether it's just a concert that people come to and are listening. They kind of approach art with more of an open mind than kind of other areas of their life.
Indeed. Did you ever get tired of the pace?
Lately, the pace has been kind of crazy. And in general, actually, yeah, the pace is kind of nuts. You know, I've been doing it full-time for over 15 years, and it's been a lot of ups and downs. I think the fact that it's kind of always changing is something that is really wonderful because it keeps it fresh, but it's always also something that's a little bit maddening because it's always something different. You always have to get used to how it's going to be. Is it always a new normal, I guess? you know, and I've never been one to be out on the road for extended periods of time. It's not something that works for me very well. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I'm not away from my family for too long at a time, which is really nice. But, you know, you have to constantly be on top of things. You have to constantly be writing, constantly be pushing yourself. And for me, you know, it's what I love to do, and I do have a kind of thirst for constant growth. You know, I want my music to always be evolving. So it's exhausting in some ways, but I could be out working on the roads. I could be working in an auto plant. There's a lot of things that I could be doing that I think would be a lot tougher in a lot of ways. So I feel grateful that I'm able to be doing what I love for a living.
That goes a long way in making you find the time and the energy.
Yeah, absolutely. That's a big part of it.
Well, from Mountain Stage and NPR's All Songs Considered, Folk Alley, The Mix, radio stations around the world, your musical message literally is all over the place. Deep down, did you ever dream you'd be developing such a global platform?
You know, I never really thought of that. Basically, you know, my career has grown kind of from the inside out. It's been a very grassroots thing, so it's one show to the next, and every concert, every night, I try to be in the moment. Every interaction you have with a group of people is its own moment, and I try to put all I can into each individual one, whether there's 2,000 people there or whether there's 10 people there. And it's just kind of grown from that, and now the world has become so small that it's easy for things to just kind of get around. Yeah, you know, I'm happy that my music has gone all over the place and has resonated with people in lots of different communities. It makes me really, really grateful.
It is amazing. And going forward, what more do you intend to say to the world that you have acquired in this platform?
You know, it's hard to say. For me, my career and my art and my values are kind of indistinguishable from one another. I've always kind of tried to work alongside my values. And so I'm going to write songs. I'm going to keep playing concerts. I'm going to keep working with different organizations. Part of the fun is with this career is that you kind of never know what door is going to open tomorrow, what the call is going to be. You know, I wake up in the morning, I'm like, all right, what's going to happen today? You know, and that's really fun.
That's great. And also, that's a promise that we can bank on. You're going to keep on
keeping on. Oh, absolutely.
All righty. Okay, what are you bringing to the stage this weekend for those in need of a Joshua Davis fix?
You know, I'm bringing a trio. I've been working with Mike Lynch and Mike Shim, a percussionist and a keyboard player, for years and years, and this trio has been really, really fun. So we are going to play a bunch of original songs. We're going to play a bunch of new songs, probably debut some brand new material, but we're also going to play some stuff that, you know, we've played before in Fort Wayne, and going to play some songs from The Voice. So I think that it's going to be a great time. It's a wonderful space, and I'm excited to get back to Fort Wayne.
We're looking forward to your visit, Joshua, to be sure. Safe travels, happy trails, and thank you for joining me today.
Thank you so much, Julia. It's a pleasure to be on.
Some people hungry for a greenback bell. Some folks hunger for the top of the hill. Some people just try to get a decent meal. But I know that we can turn it around.